is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Well, hey, everybody. Glad to see you and hear you as we will be doing during the show this evening. So it's wonderful to be with you. We have, of course, our Facebookers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, and you are watching us as we are streaming live. So if anybody else would like to join us and you are a Facebook member, please hop on over and you'll see us in action. In the meantime, we're happy to be here on News for the Soul. Mondays have taken on a whole new look since we have this to look forward to, because Mondays kind of, you know, it's just draggy and gloomy. And
an hour earlier, which benefits those that are over in Europe and beyond.
That is a good point.
For the Europeans, I think our buddy here in New Zealand, I don't know if that hour makes that big of a difference to him or her.
Well,
yeah, I've never looked to see if it's him or her. I apologize.
It's the next day.
Right, and it's like in the afternoon probably, or early afternoon or something too.
I would like to remind everyone that we're only using ordinary playing cards for the readings being given here. I want to make that distinction so that people don't confuse it as we're doing tarot readings or oracle card readings or any of the other types of playing card reading methods that are out there. And I know there are. I just haven't studied any of them. I've kept my focus completely on personal prophecy so that any other philosophy didn't somehow manage to creep in. So you're getting the real deal here. And I do believe that personal prophecy stands on its own quite well. I hear from a lot of people who have feedback to tell me that their forecast, I don't know what, their perceptions from the readings actually held a tremendous amount of accuracy for them. So I'm very happy to hear that. I also want to mention that for each call, I'm going to be using a full 24-card layout. Now, some others that do shows, they like to just you know, kind of rifle off a few random cards. I prefer to lay them out in my customary layout, and that would indicate 24 cards used to illustrate what your life is like right at this moment. Of course, you get the chance to ask one or two questions, and I will turn this over to Jimbo Baggins right now, who's going to give you a little more information.
I shall indeed. I want to welcome everybody and remind you folks that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. And we'd like to remind all of you listeners on Blog Talk and viewers on Facebook that if you are international, please let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out when we can. Sometimes if we're in the middle of the reading, we might have to wait till it ends or we get a break in it. But right now, let's rattle them off. We got Sophia in Sweden.
Yay,
we got
Sophia.
Laura from London.
Laura.
We have Anne from Scotland.
Hello
and
there.
We have Humiora. I think I'm trying to say right. She's been here before. I suck at names. If it's more than one syllable, I start sucking. So. And Jen is in Dubai now. So Jen is now international again. Right. So.
Yes.
All right, so we have nailed all our international folks, so to speak. And let's remind everybody, it's primarily a call-in show, so you need that number. 646-595-4274. That's the number. Call in. It's got a good queue system. Get in line. Earlier the better. This show ends when this show's got to end. This is Nicole's News for the Soul. Oh. Has shows rolling
Caller
and rocking
Sammy.
Around. Okay?
Caller Sammy.
This is why I knew this computer wasn't going to work.
So anyway, those of you that are international, we understand you're not going to call unless maybe you have Skype or WhatsApp or something else that will bring you to us. And we will attempt your written readings as we are able, if there's a lull in the calls. Okay. Do you have something more to add?
I don't know. That was part of what I was going to add, but you know that. And when you call in, you'll go on hold. It's got a good queue system. You want to call in early because, like I was saying, Nicole's News for the Soul Radio is got back to back. She's got another show right after this, so we can't like make it slide a little longer. So please call in early. Is the moral of the story?
Yes.
And when you call in, you'll be on hold, and you'll hear. They'll tell you you can hear the show while you wait, and you can do that. And if you hear nothing, there's a problem, and you need to hang up and call in again. That's always the best bet. In the cell phone world, that happens all the time. 646-595-4274. That is a number to call in. Facebook folks, and this is a primary call show, but we're working on some other stuff after the show if we have to, or if the boards drop. Sometimes weird stuff happens electronically. So, but right now, this is primarily a call-in show, and for everybody... It's the sound of harps that typically we envision angels playing harps. You know, maybe they don't even have harps in heaven. We don't know. We see all those paintings and stuff, you know. It's a nice thought. It just seems very serene and whatnot when you see those old paintings. Anyway, when you hear that, reading with Deborah Oba. Oba, got to end. Free readings all must end. When you call her and you want to know some stuff, ask her right up front immediately. That way you don't try to get in on the back end of that reading because we got to move on. We want to be fair and have other folks get their reading. So when you hear the harp, don't hang up. But your reading with Deborah's over, and I shall give you an angel card reading. And tonight is the king of cards right now. It is the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. So these cards are, they rock. It's from Michael. They're all Michael. Sometimes he pulls in another angel. Kind of cool. Well, you never know. One never knows, all right? I don't need my glasses for this. Let's take the first caller.
Right.
That would be area code 424, which is out west in California, 424.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
Nice to have you with us. What is your first name, please? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
It's Avita.
Well, what a beautiful name.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
You've been here many
Thank
of them.
You. Thank you.
Well, tell us
Thank
what we can
you.
Do for you.
Well,
today.
It's my birth month, and I'd like to find out if there's anything interesting coming up in the near future.
Oh, she's born in the month of March. Is it like really, really soon? Has it passed, or is it near the end?
Soon, coming up.
Nice, very nice. All right.
Well, that's wonderful because...
Should we call this a birthday reading?
Yes, we're going to call this a birthday reading.
Deborah's making this an official birthday reading. That's special.
Thank you.
When we all have a birthday, let's put it that way, that's a very, very important day on the calendar. That's the day we came into the world as we know it.
Imagine that. That's as we define it legally and everything.
Yeah.
Some people say conception. And some people say, hell, you ain't an adult, so you stand under 2 feet. You ain't even somebody yet, so, you know.
Well, no, it's still a highly miraculous moment in time. You know,
yeah, you're right, because back in the day, that was precarious, wasn't it?
Yeah, was. That's true.
People were like holding, you know, the old, remember they had the old school fathers pacing? You know, they paced, because there was a lot of things that could have went wrong. Medical science is a lot better. You still hold your breath.
Sure you
as
do.
As a father, even a mom probably does too.
Well, in terms of card reading, it's a highly charged, energized day on the calendar. And when it is your birthday, it's as if you've climbed to the summit of a very high mountain where you have a 360-degree view of what's all around you.
You can see clearly now because the rain is gone.
Okay, so please give me a little something here, so I have a sense of familiarity about you as I do this reading. Like,
catch us up.
Yeah, tell us how things have been going.
What's going down?
Well, it's been going slowly, like rotating. I need some traction. I need push forward.
Is this now, is this in a spiritual way, professional way, love life way?
Every way, every which way.
All right, every which way, Balus. Little Clint Eastwood movie. All right, okay, so she's looking for lots of birthday reading. Are you going to be able to roll with that? Deb's, the cards are going down.
How is your love life and working life?
I need it.
You need the love life. What in your working life? Is that also a need?
Jeez. Yeah, but I'll do whatever is striking, whatever pops up, like, you know, first.
All right.
Like,
yep. We
but
understand.
I want you to tell me what's is striking, you know, like anything in the near future, if it's a guy, if it's some coins, some gold, whatever it is.
All right, I'm laying out your cards, and everybody bear with me. I'm using a new deck. I do not like to part with the deck that I'm used to, but eventually they wear out. And then they're all slippery, the new ones, no matter how many times I sit and shuffle. So sometimes it's like the whole deck just blows up. We shall see.
We shall see what we got.
Yes, and this will be a birthday reading basically encompasses this year until your next birthday.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, the cards are going down. It's cool. Actually, the last 2 weeks, you've done quite a few of the birthday readings.
Yeah,
I wonder if they've all just kind of grouped, or maybe people are just getting out of their shell because not telling you. Well, maybe people aren't telling you when it's their birthday now.
Maybe not.
Or maybe they didn't even know there is such a thing, but you did one. Here we go. I don't mean to take
too many questions, Jim. All right, here's what I've got. You know, it may seem like you are in a big setback. I see it here. That it's as if some things just have not been going right for you. Love seems to be like you're chasing after it with a butterfly net, and that's a butterfly that just keeps escaping your net. Don't worry, it's coming. In fact, I'm seeing that there's going to be a number of opportunities for you romantically.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I would suggest you, and I'm sure you're going to say it, you would. I think you should be very selective, you know, because too many out there. This is the thing that bothers me. We got the internet. We've got these people, these women that are selling themselves on, you know, selling in the sense of emotional selling of themselves. Short. Because,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing how that one word made that whole sentence different.
I know.
Selling themselves, and I was like, what? And then she goes, short. It's like, oh, wow, that just one word just totally flopped that sentence around. Go ahead, back to Deb.
You'll be the one that's the challenge. You'll be the one that he's got to work for. Because every other one, just about, I mean, I'm sure a lot of folks out there are nodding. It's very easy these days to grab at somebody and just...
life preserver.
Yes, a floating life preserver.
It doesn't have to be a financial. It could be just emotional. You just want somebody to be there type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're so
loneliness,
and
life preserver.
I do not see that as you. I feel this will be a year filled with many opportunities for you. I actually feel there's a rather large sum of money coming into your possession.
Nice.
It could be an inheritance, something of that nature.
Windfall-like.
Yeah.
That was an example of what it can be, right?
Well, right, and sometimes when an individual who's quite elderly is sort of, you know, like remote from the family, they have to go looking for heirs.
Yeah,
and you
can
find that great-great-aunt Matilda left you.
And you don't know. It could be an aunt that you don't even remember seeing two or three times, and she might have thought the frickin' world of you and said, damn it, she's getting like...
And that could be, too.
We're just, this is total hypothetical
example.
Yeah,
we're spitballing here.
Totally hypothetical examples.
But
that
I do see the money coming. You're going to hear about it.
And you'd be like, oh, I remember her. I never actually was... I was like 2 years old playing with my diaper, but I remember her.
The only other thing that it could possibly be would be like a... money from a like work or money from a lawsuit, but I don't. I feel more strongly it's like a long lost relative's inheritance.
And typically, that you would know about the lawsuit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I see that your social interaction is going to pick up speed. I see you meeting lots of new people, networking in certain respects. It's always nice to have a few in your back pocket that you might need to call on.
There's no
such
thing as too many things in your back pocket. Nope.
There's a, let's see, there's a man here that's under sure to come through, and that's usually my favorite designation in the layout.
But
for you, this is a man coming along. He could even be from past. He has a very possessive nature.
Ooh.
And I would suggest that you try to avoid him. He'll let you know how controlling he is. He's not
coming,
the one.
Coming along
in your life or coming in the future.
It's down the road, he might be somebody from the past, possibly, she said, right?
Yeah, possibly.
But you not doesn't sound like it's going to be a welcoming thing, right?
No. And the thing is, the more I read your cards, the more clarity we can bring to it.
Yeah.
The cards kind of feel like a cold reading right now, just,
Yeah, I mean,
time.
It is, but it's a good birthday reading. Though.
Yeah, I just, oh no, are you gonna? Okay, no. Well,
something happened.
That's fine.
Nope.
Yeah, I just want to mention here, the folks on Facebook are already aware of this.
Weird.
Jim has a very special way of handling telemarketers. And we thought that was one calling in.
Yeah.
And, you'll...
Anyway, back to the birthday girl.
Back to the reading.
Sorry for that interruption. I was going to deal with
That's
a
telemarketer. Okay.
Typically, when they call in, they don't call back. Let's just say that.
He's with them on the phone, and they don't call back.
Yeah,
so.
Anyway, go ahead.
It's not going to be a highly eventful year, and this is good in the sense that a lot of people have these roller coasters that they have to ride, and I don't see that for you. I see a level playing field, if you know what I mean. I feel that you're going to keep a high bar on yourself romantically, which you should do. Don't put yourself on the sales rack.
That's right.
Put yourself up there with those designer
You walk right items. By that clearance rack. You don't deal with that crap. You don't need that.
So all in all, I just want to say that I feel it's going to be a good year for you. And I hope you'll call in more often because then we will see more coming out through your card.
Oh, great. Thank you. Sounds good to me. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you, but wait now.
Before we move on, we would like to give you your angel card reading. Archangel Michael, Sword of Light, and he has to say, angels of healing are with you. A time of healing is about to bless your life. Accept Archangel Raphael's emerald green light while I enhance your strength. So that's two now. That's two right there. He brought in Raphael.
Oh, yeah.
With his emerald green light. And Michael will work on your strength. So he brought Raphael in to heal, and then Michael's supposed to be there to heal your strength at the same
time.
Boy,
two for the price of one.
Yes. How about that?
Right, that's right. Yes, and it is BOGO.
All right,
we'll go for our game.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, and happy birthday to you.
Happy
thank you
early
so
birthday.
Much. Thank
oh,
you.
So
thank you both. Thank you.
Right. Appreciate it. Caller number one.
Yes
indeed.
I see what you're saying about the Facebook. It says there's two people, but there's more than two in there.
Oh, you don't know that. No, they could come and go.
Okay.
No, there's three. Just because you see that there doesn't mean they're there to actively watch it. All right. A little education here. All right. Okay, let's do this. Our next caller is area code 630. That area code is in Illinois, but is it?
Is it really?
Is it really?
I don't think so.
Hello. There's always a bit of a delay.
Hello there.
I got through. I got through. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh,
Lily.
Yes, Lily. How are you?
She's front and center.
I mean, it's just a blessing and a curse all the time with my work right now because, like, I'm speaking the truth on something because I'm obviously a whistleblower for my job, but then it's the backlash that comes along with it, like blocking out my social media profiles and having to have other people post my stuff, which is fine, but it's still like I am a Sagittarius and I hate restrictions. But I've uncovered a lot, and then with that also comes worries of like, will I get sued or the government coming after me? But the thing, and all of those things could always happen just anyway, but when will I get paid on my work that I'm doing over here? I really would just like to, you know, not have to worry about, like, well, you know, I've been working on this case for months and months and months, no paycheck yet. That's a concern.
And where would you be expecting the paycheck to come from?
Well, like either like doing an interview or a book deal or something like that. You know what I mean? Like.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to lay these out for you. So sit tight for a minute.
Yeah. Has the door popped, cracked open on any of that type of stuff yet? Have you seen any inklings of where you might be getting near that?
I mean, I get a lot of people who pretend like they're going to offer me something. Like, I get a lot of, like, fake requests. I haven't gotten anything that was, like, legit yet. But... I
hate those fake bastards.
Like, I feel like the news, like the truth is still just unfolding. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that even makes it worse, though, because now when you... The internet, it's like 9 out of 10 you can't even trust, which is sad. You know, and they root it for the ones that are trustworthy. A lot of them that could come along and say, "Hey, I would like to do some big book deal," and then you'd be like, "Yeah, right." You know.
Well, here's what I'm
saying
for you.
The cards.
For you, hon.
The cards.
I feel that it's going to be long in coming. I may as well put it right out there to you, because first of all, you've got to open doors. You know, toward your own publicity.
Sounds like a tough field to really get kick-started.
Well,
you know, it does,
and,
right?
And I'm going
to
be honest with you, and the contacts I have in the publishing world, unless you're writing a blockbuster, you know, bestseller, and you are Jennifer Lopez or somebody like that, you're not going to really see. You know how much I get for my book? A quarter of a penny per book.
I know. I have books published on Amazon, too. Okay, so you're saying not for a long time or maybe never? Or
well, it's...
Did I just do all this work for nothing?
Well, no, you should never look at it as that. It's a very nice project that you are completing. You know, you're showing who you are.
It just may be a long road, I think, is what she's saying.
Yeah, you
and are
may
you prepared
wanna,
for that road to be long? Are you,
you may want to look at self-publishing,
right.
get into a partnership with, like, Amazon will partner with you. There's others. Oh, Jesus. Right
yeah.
now they've...
But you can Google them. There's a lot of places out there that will...
No, I have books on Amazon right now. So, you didn't see, like, a contract coming in where anybody wanted to, like, interview me or anything like that?
Well, that's the other... They may fly you to Good Morning America, but they don't pay for interviews. Okay? It's considered unethical in the business. The employer will pay you, you know, TMZ will pay you for a really hot tip. But yeah, so you're going to have to create buzz
yeah.
for yourself.
But if you get those interviews, well, maybe it's not that, if you get any interview you get is like advertising.
Oh, okay. Free advertising.
And as long as, yeah, so yeah, exactly. So you got to take them and think, I didn't get a paycheck out of it, but it could be an investment toward a paycheck when I start getting popularity. It's like those, people, you know, the people that write books, they had the struggle to get into them.
Well, they really did.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who I read that had like 100 rejections.
And then they get famous, yeah. And all of a sudden they want all those rejections. They sell them like 30 years later. They're great, you know. So it's a shitty business. It sounds like you have to be established. It's a business of poop, it sounds like, because it's really hard to break in. But once you get in, then it's like, whoa, I can't wait for this publisher wants to lock you in on all your books. And
I see that there's a lot of interest. You run the risk of what I did when I first moved into the Bible Belt doing this work. You run the risk here of being considered a kook. You know, oh, she's off her peg.
Everybody's a kook nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, but that can really boomerang in your favor.
If anybody that calls you a kook wasn't going to be a customer or somebody that was going to give you money anyway.
Anyway.
So they call me kook. Like you said, negative, sometimes a little bit of negative publicity gets you in a spotlight that turns positive.
Well, that's true.
Yep, a little bit of people kooking you out. Some other people are like, wait a second, maybe she's not a kook.
Now, here, one thing, Lily, there is a female here. I'm seeing her coming forward very soon.
Hmm.
Those of you that are regulars, you know how I feel about the three clubs. That is a card of action. That is an event coming at you from, consider it like a ball from outer space. It's coming right to you. You can't miss it. And you can either be expectant and grab it and say, gotcha, or it'll just hit you in the head or something like that.
I hate it when that happens.
But it'll still be coming to you. So anyway, I really feel that you should keep going, maybe get another project started.
You can never have too many irons in the fire, as they say. Never such a thing as too many.
Get a podcast going.
Yeah, you could do that. I mean, there's things to do to self-promote, right? That's what you're basically
right.
getting at.
Yeah.
Especially in the field you want to get in is tough.
Well, the trouble is, too, your subject, it hasn't become a breaking news story yet.
It's not yet. It's
the mother is out there pleading for justice for her son.
It's hit some good sites, but it hasn't hit the ba-bomb Fox.
Yeah, CNN. I haven't seen the CNN.
We haven't seen it. You know, but, I mean, it's hit some reputable sites.
Get an interview. Here's something else. Write a press release. Get an interview. Like with an internet, I'll just name off some things like Harper's Bazaar or Psychology Today or something like that. They are always looking for content. So that's what I would suggest for you. Let's see what Jim's got.
I have your Oracle card from Archangel Michael. It says, be a light to others. You have a powerful message to share. Shine your light on the world so that others can learn from you.
Yeah, and remember the thing that I've always lived by, the quote. When we used to have those great big monitors, I had this torn out of Reader's Digest that I kept taped to my monitor. And it was written by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah. You've heard of him.
He said, the cleverly expressed opposite of any generally accepted idea is worth a fortune to somebody.
Yeah, that gets quoted a lot because it is what it is, right?
So, see, you're bringing in an alternate point of view on that whole murder or that, you know, death.
The mystery.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. The mystery that is not done.
And you never know through you. You might be the one that smokes those gangsters out of the bushes.
Yeah, that journey is not over yet.
No, it isn't. So anyway, I really feel that there's going to be a break for you, but it's just not right yet.
Right, and I hope that you're not hanging your hat on getting a certain dollar amount at a certain time.
Right, that comes with, like fame.
In that business, it's...
There's not a lot of people that work for a newspaper, they're not making very much at all.
Yeah, if you're at that entry level, low level, but if you start moving up in the world and get big and stuff like that, you know, that's...
Yeah.
But you got to start, everybody's got to start somewhere, you know, you don't start on top.
Consider yourself to be a buck private in the Army right now.
Yeah, but you know what? They don't stay that way forever.
You can work your way up. That's for sure.
They never stay there forever unless they get kicked out. But yes, we believe in you, Lily. I would not give up the ship.
Thank you.
I don't. And you're not. She's not going to give up the ship.
Well, don't go yet.
Why? I gave her.
Oh, you already did. I'm sorry. I'm behind the times here.
That's okay, Lily. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck to you. We're going to move on.
I always feel bad when I'm giving less than what they're hoping for. But you know what? I would feel even worse if I pumped sunshine, you know, figuratively up their skirt.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That
I mean,
wasn't real.
If I was like a battle, if I was a general going into battle, I said, what do you think's going to happen here? I don't want somebody to lie to me. Oh, you're going to smoke them like a chicken. He wants me to say, you know, there's a good chance you're going to run away from there with your tail between your legs. You might not like the outcome. I think the guy wants to know the bad news.
Well, and it helps you to prepare.
Yes, prepare, plan, and meet. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Exactly what you said, a different strategy, right?
Right.
Or even if you don't have a different strategy, you know the outcome might not be happy, happy, joy, joy. Anyways, hopefully we get more happy, happy, joy, joy here. It's 631. We're going to go to, I believe it's New York, as it is. It's 631. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, 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 indeed it is New York.
Yes, and this is?
Well, I haven't called in a couple of weeks because
it's
I've been a little... I've been a little tired.
Hello.
Very familiar.
Hello.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yes.
You're very welcome. It's always my pleasure. I've had a very interesting couple of past days. I would just like for you to lay some cards for me, my darling Deborah Lee.
Yes, I
and
will.
Tell me what it is that you see.
In general?
Yes, in general, around my mood.
Ah, moves, physical relocations.
M-O-O-D, my darling Jim. M-O-O-D, like David.
Oh, mood. I thought she said move.
That too.
Are you having some mood swings?
Yeah, is that what's going on?
Mamacita. 2 days of solid crying.
I'm going to run like a
Okay.
I'm afraid.
Do you know why, Fran? Do you know what's making you be so emotional?
I have an idea. I mean, I have a lot of... I'm a very emotional person. I'm a Cap, Virgo, Libra. Those are my sun, rising, and moon. So I am a deeply emotional person. I've suffered a lot of loss, like many people. It's the anniversary of my two cousins. My two cousins, I was very close to the anniversaries of their birthdays and deaths. And that started it. And it just didn't stop. It just opened sorrow and weeping, sadness, not desperation, not I want to hurt myself, deep. And today I listened to Tesla's, I forget, the 397, 42 point something megahertz, and that kind of straightened me out a little. But also, I cried for 2 days and talked to people. So that's it in a very large nutshell.
You know, ironically, you have really great dynamic cards. I think that you are in transition.
That's what I think.
Yep. And I wonder, are you possibly there's seasonal, what is it called?
Yes, I'm affected. I don't know about seasonal, but I'm affected by astrological events and cycles. I am affected by those because I'm not like you. I don't have that kind of working with my ESP, but I have it in many ways.
Well, also seasonal affective disorder often happens in the winter when people are living you know, I've had to go out and get those special light bulbs that come from, I think it's Sweden.
Oh, the old school is cabin fever, the old term from way back in the day.
Yeah, right.
Old school when there was no
these
mental health.
Lights,
yeah.
These light bulbs literally recreate like sunlight for you.
Yes, it's funny you say that because I was looking into that as I was feeling this stuff.
Yes, do that. I really think it's going to lift you up.
I will do that.
A lot of healing through light. And, you know, if it's possible for you to get outside and get 15 minutes of natural vitamin D.
I love the outdoors.
Good. And sometimes in the winter, believe it or not, you can get a ton of more sun than you can in the summer. If you're surrounded by that pristine, all that sun reflects right onto you hard.
Oh, it is bright, bright.
Yes, this is part of what's not working because where I'm living is, as you know, I may not remember, it's Queens. I'm living with my person of 13 years, there's love, but I can't grow. I feel like my soul is it's partially on me. I have a partner who I can't do anything with. He doesn't go out. He's got PTSD. And I 13 years I've given, and I know that if I give it much more, it's going to start affecting me as it has.
Yeah.
Fran, you nailed it right there. I'm looking at it. And a lot of times I hesitate to talk about somebody's love relationship, but you are grieving over that. It's grief.
Oh, yeah.
But you are suffering. It's like the death.
Well, and it's a lot of years, too.
Of a lot that you've shared.
And we were together when we were younger, too, for a brief period of time. It's almost like the same thing, but for a much longer period. It's like it was too little, too late then. Now he's open to counseling. I said, honey, quite honestly, I think it's too little, too late. You know, You went to counseling once, and you thought you had done you thought you were done.
Yeah, I think it's the energy in this relationship. It's as if the two of you have grown as much as you can together, and you're crying for your life. You want to live.
You got it. You got it, my friend. You got it. Yeah.
Looking for a change.
Now, what happened to your trip to Florida?
Well, you know that I have some breathing issues as we had discussed before going on, and I'm working on that. I'm doing better, but I've kind of been slammed. And it's what it is. I'm being drained by the energy that is not the positive energy for me. It might be good for somebody else, but here's what I think, and like I said, it's done. It's will run its course. It can't, another year will kill me. Not kill me emotionally, not kill me physically, but you know, soul-wise.
It will.
My soul. and so I don't know what, honey.
Like a house plant that's been neglected.
Yeah, you don't want your spirit killed.
And you're withering on the vine. So you need...
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, and you've got to get your life back in your grasp. I know the feeling after I lost my husband. I wanted to jump in the grave with him. Because I couldn't imagine what's going on after 20 years.
But they would not want that.
But you are ready...
No, of course not.
You're ready to begin again. And I tell you, you're not going to be alone. There is somebody new waiting for you. Waiting.
Yeah, I mean, I was considering assisted living earlier today, and I'm going like, then now that I listened to the Tesla, and I'm feeling better, and I cried so much, and I recognize what it is, and I thank you so much for validating that, because that's it.
You know what, Fran?
Yes,
for assisted living, those men there are super horny. My mother's
Yeah, too bad I can't have sex because I have, what is it they said? From one day to another, it was like, oh, Jubilee, and now the shop is closed probably forever, but who knows, you know? What are you talking about? I said to them, what are you talking about? I was fine yesterday, and today I can't, the pension couldn't get in there. What do they call it? I can't think of what they, I can't think of it, but it's horrible.
Then this new man is going to light your fire like you wouldn't believe. I'm telling you, this is a part of the future. And I know you dearly love the one you're with, but that relationship, the door is closing on it. Yeah, let's go.
Yes.
All right, we've got a card for you.
Okay, guys, I love you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Give me my card.
Yep, stand by. This is the Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card. So this is a powerful card. Subject is someone new is coming. An important new relationship is on the horizon. Open your mind.
Probably my new psychiatrist.
Open your mind and heart so that happiness can enter your life.
Yes, it's coming.
I love it. I love it.
Angel Michael.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Michael. God bless you all. I'll talk to you next week, Lord willing.
Yes, please do. We'll be looking for you.
All right.
Take care. Bless you.
God bless. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
It's been a while. I'll call soon.
Yes, I will. Bye-bye now.
Love it. All righty. I've always recognized the voice. Don't recognize the phone number, but always recognize the voice.
Doll.
Oh, yeah. She's a regular.
And, you know,
super regular.
I feel grateful that we were able to validate for her what she's feeling. You know, sometimes that's all it takes to start get you on the road to healing. Is to know what you're dealing with, that it's real, you know.
Truth.
Yeah. All right, where are we going?
We're going to, let's move on because the show's
we're running
up. We're going to 708, going back to the state of Illinois. That's where that area code is from. 708, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
The clock is ticking.
Welcome to the show.
Dunkelman.
What is your name, please? Hello.
This is a delay. A board delay. Hang on. Hello, 708, are you here or are you on mute doing stuff? Looking for 708. Nicole, let's, maybe they had to run off and do stuff. Let's put them on mute and let's move on to all ones. Skype, we never know. They could be from anywhere on this planet or beyond. Skype, all ones, welcome to the show.
Hello there. I think this is Melissa.
Hi, love doctor. It's been a while.
Yes, indeed.
Welcome back.
Glad to have you with us, Melissa. How are you?
Melissa.
Fine, thank you. Thank you. Fine, thank you. Thank you. That's very nice to ask me, Love Doctors. I have a question, Mrs. Love Doctors. I'm excited to talk with y'all. You're so fun.
Let her. Love it.
My question is, please, where I work right now is about work. There's a supervisor that he was always around the area, but he's not too much in the area now. I don't know if he's doing something. I just want to know, like, it's been about 3 weeks, because is there something going on there with some people? Are they checking, or he just, because he's a very good one with work-related. Like, he's very fair.
Yeah.
I like his manner, his way he does his managerial. And can you give me any input on that? And secondly, if I'm okay to stay there, because this is I've been with this company for almost 4 years, and I work in the evening there. And am I okay to stay in that position? Thank you very much.
I'm going to lay down your card right now. So
yes, ma'am.
Sit tight. I'll be right with you.
Yes, indeed. All right, I heard nothing. I was engaged and wrapped up in my Facebook world that I was. Oh, yeah.
You press a button and close the account.
It would be cool if I could have, that I could just use my brain waves. You know, that's probably going to come.
It's coming.
It'll probably, like, two, three generations from now, people will just be able to think.
And the computer will react.
The computer will react, yeah, because they can already do. They're already experimenting with little bits of that. They just haven't put it to like a practical application here, but it's on its way. All right. Well, we're glad you called in, Melissa.
Thank you, love doctor. Thank you, miss. Thank you, love doctor. It's exciting. Y'all very caring and y'all are so amazing.
Well, we love your calls because no matter what's happening, you always somehow have a positive attitude on it. We like that. No matter how bad things are, you have a positive attitude. And that's what I wish we all could do that because I can't do that all the time. You know?
that is true.
Oh, you got too many there.
Yeah. Let me take one out.
There you go. All right, your cards are down.
Yeah, I think you're very perceptive that something is going on in the workplace. I really do. Something is happening. I think it could very likely include a, I'm trying to think what you'd call this, Jim, because you work in.
What do you want to
know? Where they start moving people around and they're like, In the literary world, it's a redesign. But what would it be?
They do reorganization all the time.
There it is, yeah.
Where I am at work, they love to do that every so year for no reason. They think they're trying to – they want to take something not broke and try to fix it. I love it so much. Go ahead, reorg. Anyway, go
and
ahead.
And that's what it is, that you are sensing, that they're reorganizing the people that work in the workplace.
I hate this.
And also – the duties of, you know, they think that they need to try and improve.
They do. Because you know what? A lot of these manager types, they don't have squat on their plate. And they're like, oh, my God, I don't really have much to do. We should come up with some big project so we have something to do.
Yeah, so
let's reorganize the department. And you're like, we just want to take them outside and make them disappear. Concrete blocks. Shoot.
I don't think you have anything to worry about. But I think those above you... some of them are going to find themselves looking for another job. Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of people get pissed off at this reorder stuff and just say, I'm retiring, I'm moving on, or they just say, screw this crap.
Well, sometimes a business gets too top heavy.
Yeah.
And they have to trim
the fat.
Yeah.
They do. And then they, what's funny is, I've seen it so much, our business has done it, and then they all of a sudden add a bunch of fat. They get in this fat mode. Like you just got rid of the fat, and now you're adding it 10 years later. What is wrong with you? But okay, go ahead, Deb.
Well, I guess they have to give themselves something to do.
That's what it is.
So they don't end up without a job.
That's what it is. The upper management, the VPs and all that stuff, they create chaos.
And Melissa, true. What was your other question that
yes,
you
ma'am.
Have?
Somebody, and thank you, Mr. Love Doctor. You got it. Look how some of the VPs going, you got it. Are some of the VPs going to be, like, fired in a new position And the supervisor with the letter J, is he still going to be around that area? I think they're having him supervise other areas, but is he still going to be my supervisor? Please.
You like him, don't you?
Yes,
you like
I do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he likes you. So I really think your relationship, from what I see here, there will be changes, but I don't see you being impacted by them.
It's scary when you got a really good working connection with a supervisor and you worry that they're going to reorg and you're going to lose that person and you might get some jackwad. I know exactly. You always worry about that.
Getting a crappy person.
Yeah, crappy supervisor. You got a supervisor. You just connect. You work well together. And you might get some other jackwad from another department that's like doesn't know how to run his own shoelaces and tie them. Yep, I got you.
Yeah. So I think things are going to look pretty good for you. No big changes coming to, you know, put you out on the street. So don't worry.
So, are you still going to be my supervisor? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim.
So you believe that the supervisor thing she's got isn't in jeopardy right now?
I don't see her losing him as her supervisor.
Thank you. He's very fair. Like, I would consider him a light worker. Like, he looks beyond, he's just very different supervisor, and I respect him. I don't think nothing else, and I'm glad that you said that because that they are making changes, ma'am, sir. They are, and amazing reading.
Well, thank you, and I really feel that it was good for you to ask this.
Yeah, and
so
I
know it puts you at rest a little bit.
Yes, ma'am.
I got it.
Yes,
I got it. I've for the most part, 90% of my supervisors, I've been working a long time, are really good. And you get worried when they get ready to reshuffle because there's 10% of them out there that you don't even want to look at.
Yeah.
And you hate for them to be your supervisor. So I know what she's going through. And your angel card is.
Yes,
something
angel card.
This is a blessing in disguise. This is a subject from Archangel Michael. Be patient and have faith that your angels have this situation under control. What will come is far better than you dared to dream.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot for you, Melissa.
It is good indeed. Yeah. I don't know if we can pull 3 minutes off.
Thank you, love doctors. It's nice talking to you. Hope to next time. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yes, and we appreciate
it. Yeah, well, I think we should just talk.
We only got about 3 minutes-ish, so we don't want to pick somebody on and tease them and not even give them a reading. That would be poor form.
I certainly agree. So instead, what we could do is talk about the upcoming free class that we are going to be teaching.
It's the pre-course, right?
Well, it's
a mini course.
The
intro, right? Basically,
yeah,
mini-intro.
It'll introduce you all to this method, which is, I am so honored to share it in the same format that my grandmother taught me. We will start out with very small principles. I mean, it's like you're going to eventually go all the way to college, but you're going to start out in, like, kindergarten, okay?
And it's good to get these little free because it might not be for you. Right?
I don't want anybody walking around say that woman ripped me off. You know, I bought into her course or I bought whatever, and it failed, and that was a ripoff.
Yeah.
So I give it out there as here's your free taste if you'd like it. And I forget to see anybody not want to continue.
Right.
But
you don't want them to be under some kind of pressure.
Not at all.
No, that's not right. That's unfair. And we see that nowadays. You see it all the time.
And I also think
all
it's
the time.
Incredibly outrageously wrong to overcharge people, especially in our economy.
Oh, that's what they do, though, nowadays. For any kind of course,
It has never been in my spirit. But I got to pay a couple bills, too. You know, got to keep the roof over my head.
Yeah.
I would like people to keep coming back. And if you learn my course, you'll never have to ask anybody for a reading again. You might be thinking, Deborah, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Oh, no. No. I'd rather see this flourish. There are people right now all over the world, not very many, that are out there using this. They're making money from it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, lots of them.
But I will warn you, after the free stuff, it's not a bird course, you know, that you can fly right through.
Oh, yeah, you don't take a pill and get smart. There's work. You know, anything good, you have to work for it.
We will guide you. So I think they're going to have to turn the lights out on us.
You have nailed it on the head.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What a good sense of timing you have.
Facebooker, stay put. We'll be with you.
True that.
As soon as we sign off with News for the Soul. Everybody, we can be here on Monday. We will be here.
Oh, no, we shall be here Monday. Remember the time zone.
Yes, we're at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific.
And all you got to do is go to Google and put your time zone and say what the other one is. If you're international, it tells you in a second.
And do check out News for the Soul. Nicole has amazing practitioners and light workers there. She's got medical she's got everything.
She's got her own web. She got a full operation.
Yeah, so please check them out. Some of the names you're going to know. So take care.
It's a very professional operation.
I think we have to say goodbye now.
We do.
Grandma always said, to dream to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody. Stay well. Bye-bye.
We shall say goodnight to you all. We bid you an adieu.
Yeah.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.